Listen to Yourself by Kirsten Alburg. Narrated by Linda Elvira. Foreword. Throughout the ages, many tenets have been offered about what people will be most suited to each other. Those tenets tell us what to be aware of when we have to interact with others. They're such tenets as one should stick to one's own kind, or opposites attract. But there is a tenet which is far more important. It can help us find our right partner, and it can help us get a better life. I got to know it some years ago. It was a quite ordinary day when I went to the library to borrow some books. I opened the door, and a man I did not know was standing there. I knew nothing about him. I knew neither his name, nor why he was there, or what kind of person he was. But one thing I knew. He was the one I had been waiting for all my life. Through my encounter with him, I would learn the important tenet. But what does one do in such a situation? After all, it is not done to walk up to the man and say, "How do you do? I've been waiting for you all my life. I want you." Is it? And I must say that I was indeed struggling violently with myself. I thought, "Are you going mad? You can't have that kind of feeling. Why, you know nothing about that man." In short, I rejected my inner feeling. I mistrusted my own sensation. I borrowed the books I needed and left the library. All the same, something in me wanted me to visit the library again the next day. I went up to the man and was introduced. It turned out that he was going to be my new colleague. He greeted me politely, but did not pay any heed to me otherwise. After this, I kept a special eye on him and tried to search myself to find out what it was all about. I was attracted by him in a special way. It felt as if some magnet was drawing me towards him. It was not his looks or sexual magnetism that attracted me. It was another kind of attraction which I could not explain. I seemed to make no impression whatsoever on the man, who hardly noticed me. So I repeatedly tried to push my sensation aside and persuade myself that it was only my imagination. But at the Christmas party, I could not hold back. I wanted to know more about him. By now, I knew his name and calling. I knew that he was a theologian and interested in spiritual matters. During the dinner, I therefore told him about a book I'd read on that subject. He listened for 5 minutes. Then he was to take part in a musical entertainment and left me. I construed his action as a lack of interest in me and decided to dismiss him from my mind. Besides, it would be far too difficult, too, if I became acquainted with him. We were both married. In order to forget him, I danced all night and got him out of my head. Later he told me he had taken notice of me for real during those 5 minutes of conversation. He had tried to catch hold of me throughout the rest of the night and was jealous because I was dancing with all the others, so that he was unable to have a talk. But how could he be jealous when we did not know each other at all? Why, he knew nothing about me either. After the Christmas holidays, when I'd given up all hope of getting to know him, he approached me. He wanted to talk some more with me. Now he also knew I was something special. We had a good long talk. It felt like we had always known one another and just belonged together. Since that day, I was sure. I could rely on my spontaneous feelings, my sensation at the library. He was the man of my life. The more time we spent together, the more we became bound up with one another. We belonged to each other, and eventually we gave in, took the plunge, and chose one another. We both felt we had found our way home. We were incredibly well matched. And now I'm going to return to my original question.